Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Today, lots of celebrity and entertainment news, so let's get on into it. All right, later is Nancy Pelosi, the new queen of shade.
Yes.
And there's some controversy with what Jennifer Lopez will be doing at the Grammys and who is not performing. But first, Portia, I heard you got some good news to share.
I sure do.
It's an engagement, y'all. Cupid has shot his arrow once again, and this time it hit Oscar winner actress Jennifer Lawrence.
Woo.
Wow.
Yep, that's right. She's no longer in the Hunger Games of dating. Mm. Yesterday, the actress confirmed her engagement to boyfriend Cook Maroney, lucky guy. The couple has been pretty low-key until last June, and recently J-Law was spotted in New York wearing a massive ring.
Oh.
Yes, and it looked like they were out at some type of, like, celebratory dinner with her new fiancé.
Right. Yeah. How big was it, Portia?
It was massive.
It was big.
When they say masses, that means it must be bigger than yours, Portia.
Yeah, when they say masses, that means it's a little bigger than humongous. So are y'all surprised that she would choose a guy like this, or did y'all have somebody else in mind?
Now, who's Cook Maroney? I never heard of him.
Well, if you want to know a little bit more about him, he's a 34-year-old gallery art director in New York, which they must be paid, right?
For him. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Y'all know it's about the colon. Is that anybody?
But let's just say she is one of the number one actresses, the highest paid actresses, so she don't care about
the money. Need his money. She just need love.
Bro, Portia, you ain't wearing no brag, man.
I ain't struggling, boo-boo. Far from it. Uh-huh.
All right.
We're talking about Jennifer Lawrence.
Right. How you
going to
twist that on Portia?
Because he always trying to comfort me. That's why.
I know.
And I got a nice little rock, too, and it comes with love.
Ooh. Yes.
So moving on, the Grammys are approaching, and the drama is super real. Now, they have confirmed performers like Katy Perry, Cardi B, newlywed Miley Cyrus, Lady Gaga, and the legendary Diana Ross, just for you, Gary, as well as Dolly Parton, for people who like milk. But there's one performer who people are not feeling.
Who?
The other Jay. J-Lo.
Oh,
why?
Yeah.
Why not? Everybody loves J-Lo.
No, everybody don't.
She's not a great performer, around. Though.
Well, it's been announced that she's doing a Motown tribute.
Who?
Yeah, Motown tribute.
Oh.
J-Lo?
You know what, though? I can hear her saying, ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. Ba-ba-ba-ba-ba. I can see her saying, oh, baby,
saying
give me one more.
Why you had to go to the old school Michael Jackson with the high pitch?
Because that's the Motown. She could do that.
No, she can't do that. They could have used somebody, Lupita. They could have used, honey,
Lupita don't sing.
Nicki Minaj. They could use any of those girls.
Nicki Minaj don't even
Jennifer
sing.
Lopez.
Wait, hold on. Brad may be on to something.
I can hear her singing that.
I can hear her singing Diana Ross.
What?
Where are you coming?
Diana Ross. It doesn't matter, though. They could have got somebody of Africa to sing. Jennifer Lopez is Latina, and they said Motown, Portia.
She's, okay, fine. So she can be other and represent us, but did Motown have any Hispanic singers?
It don't matter who do the tribute. If you got love for Motown, you should be able to go ahead and knock it out if they ask for you.
But
if they ask for her, it would be a shame for her to be like, no, no, thank you. I'm not doing Motown.
And when you really think about it, like, anybody that's outside of Beyonce, who else could sing and dance?
Right.
At the same time.
Sierra, hello.
Sing and
Sierra.
Dance.
She can sing and dance. She's proven that.
So added to the drama, Ariana Grande is saying thank you next to the Grammys because she felt assaulted after producers said no to her performing her brand new single, Seven Rings. Now, the producers were trying to offer a little bit of compromise and say, hey, you can do a medley with the song in there, but Ariana's like, nah, fam, and she wants to get out, and she's going to do something else.
Oh, she's powerful, huh?
Thank you. That's what I said.
Just tell the Grammys a no.
I mean, she's one of the biggest names in the pop game right now.
This is true. But I won our 7 rings. It's cute.
It has like a curse word in the hook or something, don't it? So maybe they just afraid she might slip up or I don't know.
And it's offensive to people. 7 rings, I mean, it's like people should get married 7 times. That's too much. So she should have 1 ring.
It's not about getting married 7 times, Gary.
Yeah.
Oh, he just dream about rings. Somebody
can't marry
you.
No, it won't happen. He's too bitter.
Oh, baby.
He's too bitter. It's not going to happen. But then I will stop it.
I'm not
going to allow nobody to let Gary take nobody through nothing.
Oh.
I promise you. I promise you, I'll do everything in my power to stop him. Stop him from being happy. He don't need to be happy.
Now, we all know Gary is the king of shade, honey, but who would guess that Nancy Pelosi is the queen, too, child?
Oh, yeah.
Now, she didn't wear her sunglasses this time, but viewers have been cracking up, claiming Nancy had some pretty shady reactions to President Trump during his State of the Union address, and it's no secret that Pelosi didn't want this address to happen. She wanted to wait until the shutdown was truly and officially over, and she made that apparent during the February 5th speech. But y'all take a look yourself and tell me if she was being shady or not.
I've never seen that kind of shade. It was almost like she was slapping the back of his head.
Yeah.
Like, clap forward.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Like, yeah, you think you all that, but you are so not.
And before before that, she was doing her taxes.
Okay.
Yeah, because she just had to get those taxes done before he could shut down the government again.
Okay. Yeah, that was definitely a clap.
Oh, but you've never seen shade so blatant at a president before. That's what makes it so interesting. Like, even going back and forth with him kicking out of first class and then her shutting down, like, you know, the fact that he tried to do the State of the Union thing, like, not too long ago, or, like, that speech.
Everything he said is almost like a hashtag.
Yep.
So somebody got to shade him back, and she is the first one with some power to shade him back. So, and I'm loving it.
I love her for it, too.
I know, Gary, you know, just to keep the shade level kind of high, like, how would you clap if you were seeing Diana Ross performing live versus seeing a song that you don't like as much, like, I don't know, Porsche's Flatline?
Hey, oh, yeah. Wait a minute.
Oh. I mean, for Ms. Ross, I mean, you know, she gets all the honor. She gets...
That looks shady, though.
No, that's a beautiful, like, we love you. And, if, I mean, if I heard Flatline, I'd have...
What you mean, if?
It was not your song.
Well, I mean, because it's flatline, I'll probably be dead because I'm flatline, huh?
You know how I would clap if I seen you on Empire performing? I wouldn't because you just had a picture up.
Well, Portia, you and baby PJ are killing it right now. We got to give a big congratulations right now to the latest recipient of the cover of Rolling Out magazine. Look at Pete Willie.
PJ.
Word up. Coco and Chanel is on deck.
Okay.
And, of course, a true boss like yourself gave great advice to the mom. Put your noise out there. I mean, how does it feel?
The interview went really good. And I talked about mompreneurs, which is basically what I am going to be. And I just basically said to have a good support system. You know, you got to get into the type of business that'll be good for you and your family. Always got to keep the kids in mind. And most likely, that may be a business you start from home.
Judging by this cover, you have a great support system.
Do you think so?
Now, what kind of dress was that? Because she's giving you classy and just with just a dash of thought with the cleavage.
Yeah.
No, it looks she's like giving 100... milk up to her shoulders.
Right.
That baby PJ gonna be fed for the rest of her life, honey.
That's like a little person bent over fixing something.
Honey, no. Portia look like a chocolate banana split in this.
Yes, me up.
But you know what? That's Portia Scarlett O'Hara's dress.
Yeah.
That's a Gone with the Wind, honey. I had to Google it.
Yes.
That's right. A bohemian designer made that dress for me. And yes, Coco and Chanel are on 2.0 right there.
Girl. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Throw them over your shoulders.
You know, when the owner wrote and I called me and asked me if Portia would be a great cover, I told him yes.
You
put her on the cover. Yes.
You recommended Portia?
For something.
I did.
He's such a hater.
No, when Munster called me and asked me, I said Portia would be great to be on the cover.
What? Thank you, Gary.
Yes, honey, so,
you know, he was a dictator when he was on the cover. So you dictated this for me.
See that?
Thank you, leader.
Nice, honey, to follow after the greatest.
It was absolutely dictated.
All right, up next, find out how Tyra Banks is giving us America's Next Top Theme Park after the break. Dish Nation. Hey, Crack, you know who's scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Well, you or any of our viewers don't need to fear the IRS.
And why is that?
Well, listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
That's right, free. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop the added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Well, child, I feel relieved already.
Right. So to all our viewers, see what new programs you qualify for. Time is limited. This information is free. The consultation, free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Now give it to them again, Headcrack.
Don't mind if I do. 1-800-506-5803. I got y'all. It's 800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 800-506-5803.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
Now, Tyra Banks has conquered it all, but who would have guessed that she would launch her own theme park?
Oh.
Really? Like Disneyland?
Yeah, kinda. The 21,000-square-foot theme park called Model Land that she named after a 2010 novel is going to open at the Santa Monica Place Shopping Mall this year. It's going to feature retail shops, dining destinations, interactive entertainment, and a whole bunch more.
Nice. Oh, wow.
Banks told reporters, I have always been insanely inspired by attractions like Disneyland and Universal Studios and have wanted to bring the spirit of adventure and storytelling to the world of modeling. But not the exclusive modeling industry. I'm talking about modeling for the masses.
I'm confused.
Me too. I don't know what the hell this means.
Well, I heard that she was going to have models like Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse there.
Oh, what?
So she's going to have, like, stores that are selling branded stuff from, like, Model Land.
Yeah. I don't get it.
Me neither.
It's not going to be an area where a bunch of tall, skinny, knock-kneed chicks walking around with heels on?
Yeah.
It's like you enter into the world of modeling, so you become a model. You can strut down different catwalks, et cetera, and...
Oh, now, that's cute, because I would love to learn how to walk like a model.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be interesting.
You going?
Huh? Where?
Wow.
I'm going to be there.
Yeah, right. No, I don't like the way you answer that.
Okay.
Huh?
She's not going. She won't be there, y'all. Not at all.
I need to just hear a little more about it.
It'll be like a D-cup ride?
Stupid. All right, y'all, moving on. It's no surprise that Katy Perry is throwing shade at Britney Spears again.
Oops.
So here's what happened, y'all. Music producer Greg Wells did a print interview basically praising Katy, but at the same time insulted Britney. Well, Katy got wind of the interview and decided to post part of it, which she has since deleted. Well, in the interview, Greg said this about Katy Perry. They think she's handed a script like a Britney Spears and told what to sing. It's the exact opposite. Well, Britney fans were not too happy about this shade. One fan tweeted, no, it's ignorant to say that Britney Spears has never made a decision about her own career, down to the baby video being her own idea after shooting down that corny original concept. Please stop feeding into this bull narrative.
Oh, wow. You know her fans were so gangsta.
Okay.
And it was on breed. Okay.
Yeah, the Musketeers grew up.
Okay. Nah,
this guy was probably talking about the Britney after the whole umbrella incident where her parents had to make her decisions. Maybe that's what he's talking about.
Yeah, well.
Everything ain't shade.
I mean, because the thing is, like, you think Britney Spears is sitting somewhere in the studio writing some songs? Right. No.
No.
Is Katy Perry writing songs?
Yes.
Oh, she is?
Yes, she certainly is. Katy has written every single song.
Oh, you don't know that, Portia.
Okay, but yes. Katy Perry has a history of dissing Britney, though.
Yes, she does.
Really?
Yes.
Throwing shade at Britney. But she deleted it. She didn't leave it up.
That ain't the first time, though. Go back in history. This ain't the first time.
Once you post it, it's running. Like, once it get legs, it's going to run.
And if you co-sign the diss, you're just as guilty as the disser. Absolutely.
Maybe she didn't look at it as a diss.
Portia,
maybe she looked at it as a compliment for her. Because she is a true artist, a writer.
Listen, Portia. At the Grammys, Katy mocked Britney for getting her hair shaved more than once, okay?
Because now she bald head.
But Katy's just an undercover lesbian, and she's just mad because Britney. Now, that's what it is. She the one who kissed the girl, didn't she?
And she liked it.
She liked it.
But you know, California girls are unforgettable.
See?
Daisy Duke's bikinis on top.
Mama list.
You better come on with this.
California girl. I still love my Britney, though.
Up next, Meghan Markle's five best friends are speaking out about their Meghan, telling us how she really is. But are they telling the truth? Coming back after the break.
Dish Nation.
We We already know you love Dish Nation, so check out our podcast partners. Laughs Uncut brings you America's funniest stand-up comedians. Top 30 breaks down today's top 30 stories in 30 fast-paced minutes. And Divorce Court takes you into real-life courtroom battles to experience relationship drama firsthand. Find, listen, and subscribe. Now back to the show.
Dish Nation.
Welcome back to Dish Nation. It's time for
Gary's Royal Report.
And my cousin, the Duchess of Sussex, Miss Meghan Markle, is on the new cover of People Magazine. Now, this week, now everyone, and I mean everyone, is trying to come for her. Thank God she has some friends that are speaking up. Now, according to People Magazine, after maintaining their silence for almost 2 years, five women who are a part of Meghan's inner circle are ready to stand up against the global bullying their friend is tolerating. The lady said to People in a statement, "Whoever has been to their cottage is small and she's made it cozy, but the perception of their lifestyle and the reality are two different things. Meg cooks for herself and Harry every single day."
All right now.
Oh. All right.
That's
now.
Nice of her.
That is right.
Yeah, no, she should have a cook. She doesn't need to cook.
So now what's the perks of being the princess?
I mean, you still get a lot of other perks.
Mm-mm. You know, like, I mean, like, you still got to remember where you came from.
Right. You should have servants.
But y'all know she over there cooking because she got to, because that food ain't got the same seasoning she used to from Compton.
Right.
So yeah, that's why she cooking.
There ain't nobody behind that wall in that palace can make some collard greens and some macaroni and cheese and some cornbread like she can.
That's right. You know
she know how to make it. But think about it now. Portia's from the hood. She has cooks. She doesn't cook for herself.
But if she feels like cooking, like that struggled stew she made, she will cook. Right? She might just feel like cooking. Instead of her and Dennis having hot dogs, she might want to just boil one. Let the lady do what she want to do as a wife.
And it's good to see somebody stepping up on her behalf, because it seems like everybody from her past has kind of been trying to tear her down. So this is good. I mean, it's what y'all want, right?
Yeah, and with her being who she is, the Duchess of Sussex, she can't speak on certain things. She got to just kind of
take it.
You know, then already muted her basically in some way. So hell yeah, I want my friends to have my back.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. I wish Cardi B was one of her friends.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh, she was staying tall. You broke bitches all over there hating. You sitting in the dark with roaches crawling on your face while you sleep.
And your fish and chips. Okay, y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Yep, and today's deal is the 2-pack Maize Company Sport Leggings. And guess what?
What?
They're one size fits all, so anyone who wears a small to an extra large can wiggle into a pair. Even me?
Yep.
Yes, girl, you and PJ can fit in these. These fashionable leggings are available in multiple styles and colors, and let me just say they are very comfy. Each 2-pack comes with 2 colors and have that good stretch going on because they're made with 60% cotton and 30% polyamide.
Yo, real talk, I can't wait to see the ladies walking around in these.
Oh.
Ooh, and I could work out in these.
The ladies.
Oh.
I love some good stretch. How much are these, Brad?
Well, get ready to slide into these, honey, because usually they go for $80, but for our Dish Nation viewers, it's only $20 for 2.
Oh!
Yes, that's right.
Deal.
Just go to morningsave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
What's up, friends? Welcome back to Dish Nation. So, you remember, like, back when you was a kid and you felt like the boogeyman was in your closet and you would yell hello and nobody would answer back, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
Well, a college student had that same experience, but when she called out who's there, a voice actually answered.
In no damn way.
Oh, take a look.
Maddie, a junior at UNCG, uncovered a mystery that she and her roommates thought was a ghost.
I just hear rattling in my closet. Like, it sounds like a raccoon is in my closet. Put my hand on the knob, and I'm like, who's in here? And if somebody answers me, he's like, oh, my name's Drew. So I open the door, and he's in there wearing all of my clothes, my socks, my shoes.
So she called her boyfriend and kept the guy calm, and then the police were alerted.
Aww. What?
Yeah, he was special. Bless his heart.
All her clothes,
therapy.
Too?
You could look at this guy and tell he's a little bit off.
Now, you can at least ask me to wear my clothes.
Right. You know, I've been hearing some rattling and girl bye.
And then she was black.
And she was black. You know, we got to find where the noise coming from.
But she black, that explained why she ain't open that door right away. She probably went out that front door.
Right.
Okay?
She was probably in the hallway and said, who goes there? Like, yeah, we ain't gonna get close to the sound.
Right. Black people don't deal well with ghosts.
No.
And the only ghost black people to deal with is the Holy Ghost.
All right, yeah. Now.
And he must be at Mount Ebenezer Missionary.
That's right.
Baptist Church, where the Reverend Cleophas Evans is the pastor. Yeah. That's the only ghost black folks dealing with. The Holy Ghost!
Holy Ghost!
Shundo, he just came. He just came.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to MorningSave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.